Harry Houdini was perhaps the greatest escape artist of all time. He broke out of every prison, every set of handcuffs, every straitjacket that ever tried to hold him, except a tiny jail cell in the British Isles. A simple cell stumped Houdini. Usually it took Houdini a couple seconds to pick a lock, but he worked on this particular innocent-looking cell door for more than 2 hours. Houdini scrambled at a furious pace and became more and more frustrated as his efforts proved futile. Finally, in utter exhaustion, he collapsed and fell against the door. And surprise, the door swung open. See, it had never been locked. The great Houdini had tried to break out of a door that wasn't even locked. That is also the condition of many Christians today. They're trying to break out of a door that is no longer locked. They've been to the psychiatrist, the therapist, the hypnotist. They've tried willpower, pill power, positive power, but they can't break out. They're frustrated when in reality, they're trying to get out of a prison where the door has already been unlocked. They're already free. They just need to know it and enjoy it and walk in it. Christians might take time to learn how to fully enjoy and experience this freedom. The more we understand about who Christ is and what he did and who we are in him, the more we begin to enjoy and experience and walk in the freedom that is ours in Jesus Christ. That is what Christ meant when he said, as written in John 8:32, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Listen carefully to this dialogue between myself and Willie Sally of the Lord's Prayer.